Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When we were kids, our parents knew everything about us, or at least they should have. You know, they knew our comings and goings, who our friends were, and just about every move we were going to make. Our siblings knew, too. But when we reach a certain point in life, you know, adulthood, we begin to want to keep some things private. And some of them are little things, and others are very big things and extremely personal. So how do you keep your family out of your business without hurting their feelings? This is our Wellness Wednesday conversation as we continue our series on personal boundaries. My guest tonight is Paul Bechet Williams, psychotherapist and mental health expert. If you have a story, if you have a comment, if you have a question about how to tell your family to mind your business, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Paul, how are you?
I am great. How are you, man?
Mind your business. You don't need to know all how
That's
I'm doing.
That's how you're going to start.
Yeah, we're going to start. That's how we're starting. You don't need to know how I'm doing.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. I'm fine. Good. I think this is the center of this issue. At what age or what station in life should you decide that you're not going to tell your family everything that's going on with you, particularly your parents?
Right. I don't know if there's a specific age, but I think when you can identify when you share, it causes you harm, whether that's neglect, whether that's abuse, verbal, emotional, psychological, physical, spiritual, all types of different abuse occur when you share something, then that's you really realizing that this is somebody that I can't talk to, that I can't share my information with. So when you start to identify those responses to what you're sharing, how it's become harmful, that's when you need to kind of reel back and set up some boundaries.
But as a young person begins to develop a sense of independence and trying to figure out the world, let's try to talk about someone, say, for example, who is in their 20s. And you know, you remember when you were in your 20s. I remember when I was in my 20s. My daughter is in her 20s. And the one thing that all three of us had in common was that we knew everything at that age. I know I did.
Right.
And so you try to do some things without sharing with, you know, your parents. And, you know, as a loving parent, the thing we still want to know, for example, what our adult children are doing so that they don't step on those same landmines or roll over those same potholes that we did. So is that a hindrance to developing boundaries when we want to know and they don't want to tell us?
It's definitely a hindrance, but it's sometimes a healthy hindrance. And when we look at that as a 20-year-old or in your early 20s, late 20s, we need to experience life. We can't always have our parents guide us and lead us and make the decision for us. So we have to experience life. Now, of course, if we need help, we need to be able to communicate that. And of course, if there's something that's blatant and obvious, we need to heed to the information and at least absorb it to have the conversation. But there's another level of privacy that we need to have in order to develop and become more independent, right? So we want to be interdependent. We don't want to be dependent. We don't want to practice codependency. We want to look out for enmeshment. We want to look out for all those different things that stunts growth and doesn't allow us to be independent and figure out life. So when you're going through these different stages and mom or dad wants to know every single detail, we have to be able to tell them, no, we have to be able to say, this is my boundary, and this is what I need to focus on, and this is my goal, and this is what I'm working on. And if I need you, I'll come to you. But I'll share with you the things that I feel that I will allow you to have access to, because they don't need access to everything.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of that, I would imagine that the relationship between you and your family is often defined by how you may have communicated with them at a young age and how those communications about personal things turned out.
Mm-hmm. So what happens with that? Again, that's a shock to the system when you start to get older and you start to develop your own way of thinking and your own way of operating, that we shift and the parents can't always accept that. And so the parents sometimes don't know how to let go. So when you're talking about, this is what we're used to, I'm your parent, I'm still in charge. And then as you become more mature, more independent, it's a shock to the system. And so sometimes a lot of families clash when that happens. But they have to understand that, you know, sometimes parents, they have that parent guilt when something happens to the child. Oh, I should have did this, and I should have raised you this way, or I didn't raise you this way. Why are you making these decisions? But regardless of how parents raise us, we still make independent choices.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about boundaries on this Wellness Wednesday, part of our series on boundaries, as we talk about privacy and how to tell your family members to mind their business without hurting their feelings. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you're struggling with this, give us a call again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Tucker calling from D.C. Tucker, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Tucker, can you hear me? Tucker, give me a call back. Let's go to Kate calling from Frederick, Maryland. Kate, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Kate, are you there? Kate, give me a call back at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Because this isn't just about parents and children. I mean, this could very well be about, you know, any family member that you were close to. And I think when you talk about a shock to the system, sometimes you may do some things, and you want to surprise the family. You buy a new car, and you just show up at your sister's house or at your brother's house or cousin's or your parents' house. Hey, look what I just bought, surprise, and it's a big thing. But if you, for example, decide to buy a house, and then you just tell them after it's done, depending on the relationship that you have with your family, may very well determine that reaction. They may have a very visceral reaction. Why didn't you tell me you were buying a house? Or, you know, this is a really rather large house. You know, can you afford it? And all of these questions. How do you have that conversation with them about privacy and boundaries?
Right. Even that even happens with cars too, because they're wondering where you're getting this money from. How can you afford that? And they start to look at their financial stability, or they start to look at different things and say, maybe I should go to that person or go to you to borrow money or to look for, expect financial things from you as well. So, but having that conversation is being upfront, right? You want to be proactive instead of reactive. And when you start to have those conversations, start to hear those different things from your parents, your family members, friends, or whoever that is, you want to be straight and direct with them, right? You can be kind and direct at the same time. So you can express your concerns, your perspective, and desires, and have them either honor the boundary or that determines how you connect with them. right? Because if somebody doesn't honor your boundaries, they are choosing to dishonor you and disrespect you. And so the way that we set our boundaries is the way that we want to have relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you have it. That's a straight, direct, hey, I just want you to show, I'm just showing you that I got a house. I'm excited. I took care. I did everything I needed to do to get the house. And I'm doing everything I need to do to maintain the house. Now, if you have positive information to give me, or you have supportive information to give me, and I don't mind answering some questions, but at some point, I need you to honor the fact that I'm an adult. I made the decision. I did my research, and this is how I have the house. So when you're having that conversation, they have a choice at that point. Either respect and honor your boundaries, your conversation, or they can continue that process, but you don't have to be part of them continuing that process.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about boundaries on this Wellness Wednesday, part of a series about boundaries that we are sharing with you leading up to the holidays. Let's go to Tucker. Tucker, you called me back. Are you there?
I did, and I am here. Thank you for taking
Sure. So what's on your mind?
We are sharing.
Turn your radio down for me, please.
Let's go to Tucker. Tucker, you called?
Yeah, Tucker, turn your radio down, please.
Sure.
Tucker, can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay, so
go ahead.
There is a generation gap between my daughter and I. I had her later on in life. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead. Yes, go ahead. I can hear you. Tucker, I'm going to have you call me back. And when you call me back, turn your radio down, please. Let's go to Chelsea. Chelsea, calling from Rockville. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Good, good, good. I kind of want to go back to it a little bit. I am a mom, and I have three kids, but my two teenagers are 18, and they're seniors. And let me tell you something.
Tell me
something. There are no secrets as long as they are under my roof. Like, I have to know things. I'm not saying I have to know every single thing, but as their mom and their primary caretaker, there are no secrets up in my house. Sorry. Now, once they move out on their own, okay, they don't have to share every single thing with me. But as long as they're under my roof, that's just how it's going to have to be.
But hold on, Chelsea.
No,
that's all right. But you just said, as long as they are under my roof, there are no secrets. But then you said, but they don't have to tell you every single thing.
No, after they get out.
Oh, that was the caveat.
And go and be on their own grown lives, which is coming soon. I'm shipping both of them off to college, Bowie State University next year, hopefully. But once they get out on their own and become their own adults, you know, they don't have to necessarily tell me everything. I get that. I mean, I was at their age at one time. But no, as long as they're under my roof and I am the primary caretaker, then I need to know. I need to know.
Okay. What things would you accept them keeping from you?
As long as they're under my roof?
Yes. Nothing.
Now, I will say, Harold, I am blessed because I've raised all three of them, thank you, Jesus, to be open and honest with me. And when it comes to sexual matters, whatever, like especially the twins, you know, they come to me and talk to me freely. So I do thank God for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I hate to interrupt you again, but but you said they're twins, 18-year-olds?
Yes, a boy and girl. Yes.
Yeah, they're not having sex for the next 20 years. So that's...
Harold, I'm with you.
Yeah, we're not doing that. But Paul, real quick, what do you hear Chelsea saying? Is that the best way to handle it?
So the most important thing that I heard in the conversation, she talked about the relationship that she has with them.
Right.
Being open and honest and the environment where they're able to speak. So sometimes when you shut kids down, they won't come to you and share the different things that they're struggling with, the different concerns or the different curiosity. So when you have that open relationship where kids have a voice, then it's so much easier to have that relationship where they feel free to share certain things with you. Now, we don't know, regardless of how open it, we don't know if they have other things. They say, man, I can't go to mom, I can't go to dad because of this. I'm just going to kind of manage this, or the conversations that I have with my friends. That's different, but just to having that open relationship is the most important thing. So I think that's good.
Okay. Well, hang in there, Chelsea. I'm glad to hear that you've raised some wonderful children. And
thank you.
This is not the end. This is just the beginning of the beginning, or the ending
Amen.
Of the beginning. So there you go.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
You too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about boundaries. Let's go to Jennifer calling from Prince George's County. Jennifer, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to call in and give more of a sort of young perspective. I'm in college right now.
Good for you.
And I find that privacy, thank you, is a really big thing, especially now. You know, my parents are kind of strict, but I love them to death. I would just like to say, no matter how open you claim your child to be, there's only so much that a person is telling you. And you know, as a youth, you know, we don't know exactly what we can tell our parents and what we can't tell our parents, but we are not going to tell them everything, no matter if it's big or small or it's right or wrong, you know, something you just forget about. And I feel like I've come to a point where placing boundaries is a really big thing, because you know, everything that you can do might be wrong, but you just have to say to yourself, okay, well, is this something that they really need to know? Not necessarily as a, oh, you know, this is my business. I have this business, you have yours, and we mind each other's. But
Jennifer, let me stop you real quick, because I want you to finish your point, because I think you're making a really, really excellent point. Can you hang on just for a second? Because I want you to finish. Also, we've got Charlene calling from Arlington. Tucker, if you're out there, please give us a call back. I want to hear what you have to say. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is a Wellness Wednesday conversation, our series on boundaries. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll be back with this conversation in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about keeping your family out of your business without hurting their feelings. This is our Wellness Wednesday conversation as we continue our series on personal boundaries. My guest is Paul Bishay Williams, psychotherapist and mental health expert. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, we had Jennifer calling from Prince George's County, a college student. Okay, I'll finish your point, please, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, as, you know, a youth, a big thing right now is privacy, and the best thing to do when trying to figure out when to place that boundary is to understand what is really necessary to know, what is best to share, how is this going to reflect? You know, sometimes you have thoughts and ideas, and they might just be in the moment. Like, say I'm mad at my mom, and we just got into an argument. I mean, what do I really gain and benefit from saying, Mom, you know, You really upset me, and I really hate when you do this, and this, that, and the third, X, Y, Z, but that's just how I feel in the moment. Sometimes people don't really need to know.
Paul, what do you think about what she's sharing with us?
Well, that goes back to what the last caller was saying. She was saying that regardless of what she was talking about, her relationship is honest and open, and they come to her. And what I was saying was, even though that might happen, they still might have their own little things that they keep, especially if they're twins. But to speak to what this young lady is saying, it's very true. You got to give yourself permission to do what's best for you, right? Knowing your triggers and anticipating them. So being clear and communicate. If you're in conflict, we don't always want to share because somebody may be defensive and might not be able to receive what we need to share. Mm-hmm. So there are times when we have to keep things to ourselves and put that boundary and be okay with walking away from that conversation because it's safe for you.
Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you sharing with us, and I promise we will not tell your mother that you called. But do well in school, and thank you so much for calling. 202-319. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we go back to the phone lines, Paul, I do want to bring up one situation, and this is probably the most common as it relates to privacy, where you may, as a young person or a young adult or what have you, you may be telling your parents, your siblings, everything that's going on with you. But when you decide to get married, things need to change. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Because your family shifts. So now your nuclear family is you and your significant other. That's your new family. And you have to create the environment where that family is safe and everybody doesn't need access to what happens within your household, within your marriage, within your relationship. Because they try to dictate or they try to influence, sometimes in an unhealthy way. So setting that boundaries where a wife or a husband comes first, right? Even before the kids. So now we're letting the outside people know that I'm choosing my significant other before I'm listening to you. So if you're not here to help, then we can't give you access. Because a conversation with your mom who comes in and try to disrupt your connection, your mom is going to go home and you're still with your significant other and you guys are dealing with that. And then that breaks the trust. One feels like they're not supported within the marriage. They feel like the parent or the sibling or whoever is dictating how you operate in the marriage. And that's just an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Kay. Kay calling from Maryland. Kay, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I think this is an excellent topic. I'm a mother of four.
Ooh.
And I have two adult children as well as two young adult children that's still home, ages 17 and 20. My 20-year-old is a sophomore, and he's home, but he's still in college, you know, going home, taking college classes from home. I agree with, the boundaries. As a mom, it's so hard when you're in that transition with your children in privacy. Ever since they were little, I talked, you know, we were open and free, and we were able to give each other opinions, but we had a boundary of your limits of how far you can take it. And it was out of respect. And I believe that kids need to be respected so that they can build their trust with you as well as respecting their parents. So that's how my husband and I raised our kids. But the problem or the concern that I'm running into now is at 20, for my 20-year-old, I'm working on now trying to figure out how to approach, not trying to figure out how to approach, but approaching with still bringing in the fact that, okay, you still live under my roof. There's boundaries. You can't just come and go as you please. And, you know, of course they're going to need money and ask for money, but I think sometimes they get privilege mixed up with entitlement.
Mm.
And that's what I'm struggling with at this time. But at the same time, I do want to make it clear that I also let them know that God is your source. But at the same time, when they're figuring out themselves in this world, I do leave space for them to figure it out. Like, I don't have that kind of expectation because I leave the ball in their court. And prayfully, they'll feel that their own conviction. And normally, they are very open with me. But sometimes I feel like when I try to reason with them, depending on what it is, when they know they're wrong, I compromise with them. But at some point, you have to let them know that's just not right. So I kind of lost my little cool with trying to be, you know, approachable recently because I felt like they were just taking advantage of the situation. And I just wanted to know what, you know, your opinion on. Sometimes you just have to get right to it and say, look, that's totally not cool. You know, I respect you and you should respect the home and the boundaries. I was listening to another mom when she said, there are no secrets. Well, I can't say that about my kids because they probably do have certain things they won't share with me. And in due season, I do believe one day at the round table, they will laugh about it and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, remember when I said this or I went there? I believe it will come out because I was once young as well.
Well, let's see. Let me see what Paul has to say about that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Paul. And I did want to add that all secrets are not wrong. But go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so what I hear, you're talking about two different things, right? And they're interacting with each other. So you're talking about boundaries that are set, and you're talking about the behaviors. Are they honoring the rules of the home? That's different, right? If they're doing things that are wrong, then whether they're under the roof of y'all or they're living by themselves, they still need to operate and know what's right from wrong. And you, as the parent, should be able to let them know that this is not okay. So, but the fact that they're living in the house and he's not following curfew or doing different things, that's a conversation that you guys need to have and say, these are the rules of the home. And as long as you're here, this is what you need to do. And here are the consequences if you do not. So you're not holding it in thinking that, well, he's learning, he's going through these different things. The kids are, you know, you're kind of doing soft parenting to the point where you feel disrespected and they're just disrupting how the house operates. That's a different ball game than having boundaries with communication, boundaries with privacy and different things. So those are two different conversations. But I think, again, having another conversation together saying these are the rules of the home and you have to honor them or here are the consequences.
Yeah.
And you have to, when they're disrespected or when they're not followed, you have to enforce the consequences because everybody needs to be taken serious. And this teaches them how to operate when they move out of the house. So when they hear boundaries and rules and different things outside of the home, they won't remember that growing up, I never had to follow rules in the home. So why would I learn to follow rules outside of the home?
Yeah.
I like that. I appreciate that.
And I'll just say, just to throw out an example, you know, Kay, it's one thing if one of your children is dipping into the Grey Goose or the Tito's that's on the bar at home and not saying anything. It's another thing if your child went out and got a job and didn't tell you. And that's what I mean by not all secrets are wrong. You know, you may have a you may want to have a conversation, you know, why didn't you tell me about, you know, this drinking thing? Well, yeah, because, you know, he or she doesn't want you to know. But why didn't you tell me about the job? Well, you know, I know that I need money, like you just said, and I wanted to have my own money because I know, you know, you and Dad just spent all that money in Vegas, so you know, or whatever, and so I wanted to do it on my own. So I would say, you know, not all secrets are bad, but yes, there's still a challenge in keeping that open communication. But good luck to you, and thank you so much for giving us a call. Let me go to Charlene calling from Arlington. Charlene, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Okay. Y'all were talking about secrets. Like, I have an adult daughter.
How old is she?
I had raised her. I know she kept things from me because I kept things from my parents when I was misbehaving. But I had always told my daughter, don't keep things from me, because if you're keeping something bad from me, pretty soon I'm going to find out. But what you have to understand is, in my home when I was growing up, I had a few secrets I kept from my parents, but what I found out, my parents was keeping dirty secrets too. If you don't want your children to keep dirty secrets, don't you keep them either. And, you know, I found out that family members were sneaking and they were doing things. And I happened to be at a family reunion and some nasty things came out, which I was like, what? And I went back to ask my older siblings, well, did this really happen? And the ones who witnessed it said yes, because they were keeping secrets too.
Yeah.
Now, I agree that some secrets are not bad and some secrets are not, you know, but they were keeping dirty, dark secrets. So if you don't want your children to do things, don't you do them either.
Okay. Thank you so much, Charlene. I appreciate it. You make a really good point, which brings me to my next point, Paul. We've often been talking about the parent-child relationship. What about the adult-child-parent relationship, particularly when you are dealing with older parents who may not be managing their affairs as efficiently as they need to, but they're keeping things from those children? Well, those parents could say, look, mind your business. And they may continue to establish those boundaries. So now the shoe is on the other foot.
Right, right. And that happens so often, right? Because the adults or the adult parent still operates in that role and think that they can do no wrong, and they, you know, still want to be in control, that power structure doesn't want to be disrupted or changed, or they don't want to give into their pride is pretty much dictating how they're doing. But I think what happens is continuing the conversation, right? It might feel like a lot of pressure, but I think the way that you approach that is that, how can I support you, as opposed to coming in and saying, like, you're not doing this right, I'm going to take over, right? That's immediately defensiveness will show up, and defensiveness will lead the conversation, and you probably won't get anywhere. And so involving yourself, if it's not a medical thing, if it's a conversation, if it's, you know, balancing money and stuff like that, the welfare of the parent, then maybe a harder push needs to take place. But if it's just the small things where they just don't want to release that, you kind of have to move in a way where they don't feel like you're really trying to take control of their life. Yeah. Right? A soft way. And it's, like I said, you can be kind and direct at the same time. Let me show you how to do this. Let me know if you need any help. I'm just here to support. Mom, Dad, can you do it like this? Will this work? I see you tried that way. It seems like it's not working really. Can we try? Or I found these other ideas. Or, you know, modeling is so important in relationships. And so showing that model for them would be helpful.
Yeah. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about personal boundaries, part of this series that we've been doing during the month of December. It's part of our Wellness Wednesday conversation. Let's go to Mel. Mel calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling, Mel. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to get into the boundaries part.
Sure.
So I believe that children and adults, as far as the parent-child dynamic, they both need that boundaries. So there are times that it's okay for them to have their own little personal private time, their own space, because if you don't give them that as they grow older, they don't know how to maneuver about when you're not there. So unless you're teaching them how to, you know, keep that bubble in a healthy way, then it will have more ramifications when they get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's my question for you, Mel. Do you have children?
I have two different ages. One is in elementary school, and the other one starting her first year of college.
Okay, great. So are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
So here's my question for you. Let's take the elementary school child out of it, but you have a child who is in college. If you are dating, do you share that information with the child who is in college? And if you do, what do you tell that child? Is the child and the child that's in college, is it a boy, girl?
It's a female.
Okay, so.
So I share. I may not share everything now to the nitty and gritty.
Yeah, let's not do the nitty or the gritty with them.
Right, but I share, and if I need any assistance, I call up her father. And so her father will also give her dating dating tips, but I do share as a way to, for her to be aware, if she goes on date.
I'm not talking about her dating. I'm talking about you dating.
But far as me, she will ask, and I will let her know whether it's serious, it's not serious. Mm-hmm. I do let her know, but I do let her know the consequences of my actions if I don't take this seriously or everything else. I look at it as a teaching moment. So I know that I am the example. So a lot of things that I shy from, because I know the things that I do, she's going to think that's the way that you're supposed to do. And I tell her, you don't have to do what I do. And if I see something I'm not supposed to do, I try to avoid it the best that I can.
Paul, your thoughts about what Mel is sharing with us? Because that's really, I mean, that's really important, because I'm sure, you know, Mel wants to know, every hair on the head of any person that her daughter may be dating. But when you look at the other side of the coin, you know, it may be, okay, slow your roll, cowpoke.
You know. Yeah, but what she's talking about, again, is modeling. So she's modeling how she wants her daughter to see her, so her daughter can get some things from her when she starts to date or while she's dating. And I think there's also a level of boundary. Like, not everyone that you date needs access to your children, or your children need access to them.
Absolutely.
And, right, so you can, you know, talk about, yes, I'm going on a few dates. You know, I met this guy or girl or whatever I'm doing. It's nothing serious. We're just hanging out. We're just doing these different things. But again, avoiding the real close, intimate details, and also allowing them to know that, you know, once we get to established relationship, what I feel like this is going to be a long-term relationship, I'll introduce that person to you.
Yeah.
And after you've done your research and you know they're safe and there won't be any threats to you or your children, then that's when it's appropriate.
Mel, thank you so much for calling, and you have a happy holiday.
All right, you too.
All righty. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cornell calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Cornell, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, how you doing, Harold?
Doing just fine.
I just wanted to say, you know, I just think that there should be boundaries even when you're 18 plus, even if you're still living at home. I'm in my 40s, but, you know, you never want to strip your children of their independence. Also, as far as boundaries with family, sometimes there can be some situations where boundaries are crossed, and then there's sometimes where you just distance yourself from just certain family members because you know that it gives them the opportunity to actually do it again. I'm at a point where with some of my family members, I'm kind of estranged from because the boundaries have been crossed so many times, and you try to give people grace, but it just seems like the more you give them grace, the more that they just try to take advantage of it. And what I've had to learn from my own personal experience, and there may be some other listeners out here that may can attest to this, sometimes in life, you know, you have to love family from a distance. If they can't respect who you are or respect your boundaries, then sometimes you just have to just cut them off completely. And hopefully one day they just get it, you know, that you just can't stay and do whatever it is that you feel that you want to do because it's family. Because sometimes family can just be the absolute worst.
Yeah. And some of them are nosy.
Exactly. And just nosy just for no apparent reason. But yet they can throw stones, but yet their own house isn't even clean, and try to tell you how to run and try to how to do your life. But yet their life is just in worse shape than yours is.
Yeah.
So.
I think you make an excellent point, Cornell, because that is where you found your peace, if you found that you needed to distance yourself. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
What do you think about that, Paul?
Absolutely. You have to put your needs first. And again, when you allow people to dishonor you or disrespect you, then you're teaching them that it's okay. And so when you set the boundary, it's not necessarily hoping that they get it or not. It's more about they need to learn how to operate the boundary because they no longer have access to me. So if I set a boundary, that's where you're wrestling with. You're wrestling with the boundary. You're no longer wrestling with me. And sometimes family doesn't need access to you. And it's okay to say, you know what, this is not safe for me. I'm going to put my needs first. I'm going to value my time, and I'm going to ask others to do the same. And that's it. And we just have to operate that. We're still family. We're still blood and everything. We just don't talk.
Yeah.
Just don't communicate. And we're just not around each other. It's just unsafe.
James, calling from Fredericksburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the boundary of age. When some parents open up too much to the children too soon.
Whoa. That's a thing. Go ahead, James. I'm listening.
Meaning that, you know, when I was young, you wasn't in the room with adults when they were having the conversations and sometimes adult things.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems as though parents let the kids into adult areas at all times to hear all types of things that they don't need to be hearing yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a heavy piece right there, James. What is the long-term effect of that, Paul?
So you're talking about oversharing with your kids?
Yes.
The long-term effect is they really don't know how to operate in relationships. They expect, or that's how they operate in relationships, again, because that's what their parents model. But also, the way that they look at their parents, the way they look at relationships is impacted. So if someone gives them access to all these things, there's too much information being absorbed and being presented to them, they may not know how to communicate to others. And so they become oversharers, right? And so now they're expecting everyone else to operate the way that their parents operate, which now is a disservice and it's a disruption, and it's all these different things are happening to hinder the growth in relationships or having healthy relationships. What you're talking about is enmeshment. And the oversharing. And so the impact is very damaging. Like, we need to be able to mature in a healthy way, not too fast, right? The parentification of children when they're doing adult things or operating as parents when they're children, it takes away the experience that they need to have as kids. We don't need to raise them too fast. There's no rush.
You know, one of the other things that comes to mind also is that I would imagine if your parents overshare with you in an inappropriate way at an inappropriate age, that down the road, even before you become an adult, it may cause that child to be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it often, and allow me to be old school for a moment, but yes, my parents put the fear of God in me. Okay, you love your parents, but you also want to respect them, but if you see them as, can I say, too human, too vulnerable, at an age that is inappropriate, then you might start running all over your parents long before you can begin to exert your own sense of independence as a young adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And again, we're talking about the structure of the family structure. And if you guys are, if the child feels like they're on the same level, because that's how you communicate with them, because that's how you treat them, you're more friends than parent-child dynamic, then they're going to operate as such. Again, the disrespect, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to think they know what's best. And the disruption and the disconnect from the family structure is very damaging.
James, I think that was an excellent piece that you shared with us, and I really appreciate your contribution to this conversation. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
Sure thing. I only have about a minute or so left, but Paul, give me a final word on boundaries, whether it be with parent to adult child, adult child to adult parent, or even, adult child to older parents. What's your final word?
Well, I would give six tips that they should follow when you're talking about boundaries with your family or friends or whoever that is. Value yourself and your time. Give yourself permission to do what's best for you. Know your triggers and anticipate them. Be clear about your need to communicate them. Practice saying no. We need to practice that and prepare for that. And make a list of coping strategies when these things happen, whether it's journaling, role play, deep breathing, watching movies, meditating, whatever you need to do to prepare yourself, because you know the backlash is coming if they don't honor your boundaries.
Yeah. You forgot the seventh one, which is just say mind your business, but probably you probably would not recommend that.
Well, sometimes you might have to say that. Be direct and be kind. You can say it in a soft voice. Mind your business.
or as my mother would say, when I say, Mom, where were you this weekend? She'd say, none yet. So, Paul Boucher Williams, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate your time as always.
Always a pleasure.
All right. That is the Daily Drum for this Wednesday, this Wellness Wednesday, December 21st. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.